I was talking to you about the show Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fascinating in many ways, but at the same time, I thought there was some disinformation in there.
Misleading.
And plus the fact that it was on the History Channel, you figure it has to be misleading.
Yeah.
Well, and I noticed that everything that seems unexplainable, they kind of rush to say, ah, see, that's an alien. Oh, this really meant that this was an alien and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed that a lot of their interpretation of the whole alien DNA tampering, how the aliens came here and created us and all that, all comes from this guy, Zachariah Sitchin.
Who was a Russian Jew.
He's
probably misdirecting us. He's the guy also said that Nibiru is this planet coming at us. You know, that was kind of his idea.
I found this a website that said debunking ancient aliens. And there was this guy that was very, you know, very scientific. I mean, the guy had a very rational, analytical way of presenting things. And he took like at least 20 different claims that are made there and completely debunked them as just complete fabrications. And then he talked about Zachariah Sitchin, and we've all bought into that Zachariah Sitchin was this, you know, so smart that he was the first guy to really interpret the Epic of Gilgamesh and all the Sumerian writings and figured out that they were talking about his interpretation of it.
He didn't fool me.
Well, let me tell you, no, he's fooled all of us, because we all say this. We all say, well, not we all, we entertain the possibility or probability even that, you know, aliens came here, and that was like the missing link, that we were like ape men, but they came here, genetically engineered us, and made us more like into a modern man.
Which starts off as a possibility, but eventually gets taught as fact.
Well, this guy takes claims one by one by Zachariah Sitchin, completely demolishes them. The interpretation, for instance, of Anunnaki, okay, that everybody says, oh, it was the Anunnaki. Those that came from above. He says, and this guy's a Sumerian scholar, the guy that was doing the video, right? And he's got degrees on Sumerianology, right?
Yeah.
And he says, that's not what it means. It means the sons of Anu. Anu was their god. And it just means, so like saying the sons of Zeus or something, right? But he says the way that this guy interprets it, that says those that came from above, that's not at all what it means in Sumerian.
Oh, so Sitchin is trying to say it's aliens to undermine God, I guess.
I don't know exactly. Could be. I don't know what it is. But this guy, in a very concise, scientific manner, debunked at least a dozen of traditional things that we think Sitchin, everybody, the fact that everybody quotes Sitchin as being the grand wise man.
And he's a Jew, probably promoted by the Jewish establishment, right?
You find these texts, and you don't really know if they've been made up or not. They're capable of doing, they've done similar stuff in the past. So I always wonder, because you do it with the Germans, they'll say, oh, we found a lot of gold in this train, what's been lost on the ground for fucking years.
There's that too,
I always worry of it, you know.
Yeah. But what this guy was doing, he actually did take the exact texts and, you know, that were allegedly found and were authentic. I guess everybody agrees that they're authentic. Maybe they're not. But even so, the way Sitchin interpreted these are not really what they say. And you have a whole genre of conspiracy writers that take this for granted.
All millions of viewers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was reading early on when I was first trying to understand this stuff, I ran into a book by Jim Mars. Jim Mars was a heavyweight in the conspiracy.
I read a lot of his stuff.
And he had, a best-selling book at that time, maybe about 18 years ago, called Rule by Secrecy.
Yeah, so I read it cover to cover. I have it here.
He also, as he goes back from modern, the format of the book is he starts with what's happening today and then regresses the World War II, World War I, Illuminati, the Crusaders, goes to it back to antiquity.
He doesn't name the Jew.
Well, he doesn't name the Jew, of course.
Because he sold millions of books, that's why.
he also goes back to, you know, Atlantis and Lemuria and, you know, Sumerian. And he quotes Sitchin once again, like all of them, you see?
Yeah.
So that's what
it's my with you.
And so many other people do. And it's bogus, whether it's deliberate plot.
Well, I called it Michelle at the end. I called it Michelle because he went on the Alex Jones, this is about a year before he died, I think 2 years. He went on the Alex Jones show and they were both talking about World War II. And he was saying, you know, that the neocons are Nazis because instead of swapping communist socialism, they just change it to national socialism.
And yeah, I saw that too in your video.
A guy of his intelligence and Alex Jones' intelligence must know that a national socialist is not a communist or a Marxist socialist.
Yeah, Jim Mars was a show. I made a video while he was still alive saying it was a show. But I wrote to him years ago and I said, you know, what about the Russians that trying to attack Germany? He wrote back to me. I got the email and he said, yeah, I mentioned that in my book. He does admit that Russia was preparing to attack Germany. So, Mars admitted that.
That's been all right, but was he got to? I don't know. Because to get a bestseller in the New York Times, you've got to be one of the boys.
Yeah, he wrote The Rise of the Fourth Reich. I read that cover to cover, too. Yeah, it's bullshit that the Nazis are secretly running America. And he said through Martin Bormann. Yeah, Martin Bormann was running Hitler's life in Central America. And Bormann was the key guy, and Hitler was a liability. Jim Mars writes all about this nonsense.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it's well paid, isn't it? You know what I mean? He's bestsellers. But this Argentina thing, again, you know, I'm quite sure now they've got another evidence to put in front of me to prove and show that it was in Argentina. But I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, no. But I think, Pete, you're really onto something important about Zachary Sitchin. Maybe you should give us more of the debunking because, yeah, I took that Elohim as gospel too, the Elohim from above. I believe that as well. I didn't know until you mentioned that, you know. Can you give us more debunking of Sitchin?
If I can remember more points, he takes the whole narrative of Enki and Enlil and the Adamu and all this thing that we always parrot. Oh, well, how about this one always struck me as real odd, okay? Zachariah Sitchin says that according to the Sumerian tablets, these aliens that came here, Enki and Enlil and his ilk, right, okay? And they came. Why did they come here?
To mine for gold.
There you go, mining for gold. They'll take this Southern Africa and all these ancient mines that have been there for hundreds of thousands of years. They say, "See, that's proof that mining." Now, there's proof that there are these tunnels there. What they mean, you know, it's hard to say. That's their interpretation in order to fit into their narrative. But look at their narrative. I thought their narrative was. From the beginning, I always had a problem with this, and this guy at the debunking addressed this, which is that they came here for gold. But why gold? Why is gold so important?
I think for the atmosphere of the home planet, it was like the ozone, they needed gold.
That's what he says. But even back then, not knowing what I know now, it seemed not only suspect to me as fitting with the whole climate change scenario that, you know, the ozone is depleted and we need to fix Mother Earth's atmosphere. We need to put a world government to make sure right? So it fits in with that. But I was thinking, I've researched how much gold is actually on the planet, okay? How much gold do we have above ground on the planet? If you melted everybody's gold chains and all the gold bullion, how much gold do you think there is? Well, it fits into a basketball court, about 20 feet high or 30 feet high in a basketball court. Yeah. Okay.
Really?
That's it.
All the gold. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's many, many tons because gold is pretty heavy. Okay. But there's not that much of it. So I'm saying, okay, so envision now a basketball court, call it all the way to the ceiling even, okay, that it's full of gold. That's still... Yeah. Very finite number of gold. It's not like endless acres and acres of gold. It's pretty rare, okay? Well, take that gold now and put it into some machine that turns it into powder, okay? And maybe you get 20 Mack trucks full of gold powder, okay? Yeah. And you dump them into airplanes and go around the earth spreading gold dust all throughout how far do you think you're going to get? Like, you're not even going to get, like, half of England, much less, you know, the entire planet. You see? So the whole theory. And plus, what would gold do? So gold dust would just kind of float up in the atmosphere and make the sun reflect the heat off to promote.
It's kind of a silly theory. And aliens are so advanced. Can't they find a better way? Yeah, can't aliens find a better way to fix their atmosphere than to come to our planet to mine gold? And then they need to upgrade people from Cro-Magnon man up to Homo sapiens 7.0 to do it. Thank you both for being on my show again. It's always great to get together with the three of us. Really appreciate it, guys.
Nice talking to you guys. Always a pleasure.
I love to pick Pete's brain.
Me too. Yeah, thank you, Pete. Thank you, Dennis. Okay, guys. See you next time.
Okay. Ciao, boys.
Bye now.
Please donate, like, and subscribe, and you can share this video with your friends.